I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, in the final stretch, 2 weeks from today is the election. So it's the final stretch of the 2024 campaign, and the attacks are getting more personal.
With Election Day just 2 weeks away, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are targeting each other.
He's becoming increasingly unstable and unhinged.
Crooked Joe Biden became mentally impaired, sad. But lying Kamala Harris, honestly, I believe she was born that way.
We must take note of the fact that this is an individual who wants to be president of the United States. And I think the American people deserve better than someone who actually seems to be unstable.
There's something wrong with Kamala.
Her doctor says she's in excellent health and has the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president. Donald Trump has provided only limited snapshots of his health over the last year, but a spokesman for the Trump campaign says, according to his personal physician and his doctor when he was in the White House, Donald Trump is in perfect and excellent health to be commander-in-chief. I'm Rita Foley.
You know, I said this the other day. I really think that candidates for president should have to submit to full examinations at Walter Reed Medical Center in D.C., and there should be doctors with an objective examination and the results of the candidates. Because Kamala Harris is going to pick the doctors that are going to give her a good review, and same thing with Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump may be taking some kind of medication. He doesn't want you to know what's on it. Well, he's on it. He doesn't want you to know he's taking this stuff. And to say that Kamala Harris is born mentally impaired, I mean, does Donald Trump even know what mentally impaired is? I mean, I guess not, because you could hate her policies and you could hate everything she stands for, but she's not showing any signs of being mentally impaired. In fact, Donald Trump is showing more signs of being mentally deranged than Kamala Harris, based on some of the things that Trump says. The Latino vote is going to be a crucial vote for either side if they're going to claim victory. And the campaigns know these votes are up for grabs right now in a way that has not been true in previous elections.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are highlighting their economic plans as they reach out to Latino voters today. Harris with an interview for Telemundo, and Trump with what's billed as a roundtable with Latino men at his Doral Golf Resort, an event rescheduled from early October due to Hurricane Milton. Trump is promising increased oil production, tariff hikes, and tax cuts.
Hispanic people have tremendous, they say you can't generalize, but I think you can.
Trump spoke at a roundtable for the Hispanic community in North Las Vegas on October 12th.
They have wonderful entrepreneurship, and they have, you have such energy. Just ease up a little bit, okay?
Senior Trump campaign advisor Daniel Alvarez says the Latino American community knows that President Trump is the only candidate who can bring prosperity back to America. Vice President Harris intends to highlight her plans to remove college requirements for some federal jobs, provide forgivable loans to encourage small businesses, and increase registered apprenticeships, something her campaign says is resonating with Latino men.
He will pretend he cares about our families.
Kevin Muniz is a spokesman for the Harris-Walz campaign.
If Trump gets the chance again, he will be more dangerous.
Hispanic American voters could swing the outcome in states such as Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, where running mate J.D. Vance is holding two rallies today. Trump's also campaigning in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. Harris running mate Tim Walz will be sharing a stage in Madison, Wisconsin with former President Barack Obama. Harris is scheduled to campaign with the former president and former First Lady Michelle Obama later this week. Jennifer King, Washington.
There is somebody, I have a story somewhere, it's not in front of me right now, but there's a story of a poll worker, somebody who's like a poll commissioner or works in the polls. He's a part of maybe an election official, and he works in Florida. And he says that anybody who has a name that sounds Hispanic, he's going to automatically label them suspicious in terms of being a voter. In addition to the non-white vote, both campaigns are really going hard after the swing state of Pennsylvania.
Thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania.
It's good to be back in Pennsylvania. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been laser-focused on Pennsylvania, a crucial swing state. Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes is the largest prize of the most important swing states. Voters like Brian Neal of Chester County know how important they are.
Half of my friends are voting for Kamala, and the other half are voting for Trump. So if that's any indication, then I think it's a pretty tight race here.
Fernwood Yost is poll director at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, PA.
Pennsylvanians know that this is a key state. They're hearing it. They're seeing it. It's being demonstrated by the visits and by the advertising. So it'll mean that we have higher turnout than other places that don't get as much attention.
Early voting already has begun in Pennsylvania, and Yost says voters for both candidates are equally motivated. I'm Donna Warder.
You know, the other day I said, I wish we were a swing state so we would get a lot of attention. But when I see the chaos around these candidates always being in these swing states, I'm thinking, you know what? You know, just kind of leave us alone, okay? Maybe it's good to not be a swing state. Speaking at a campaign faith event in North Carolina last night, former President Donald Trump said he needs the support of Christians.
In our movement, we love Christians, we welcome believers, and we embrace followers of Jesus. So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country. But as I look back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today.
So sorry. I mean, I can't help it, chuckle at that, because remember, he was very serious when he said he doesn't ever feel the need to ask God for forgiveness.
Two could forget 2 Corinthians.
Yeah. In Wisconsin last night, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Americans need not despair about the future of our country.
I say do not despair because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless.
And I agree with that. I've said many times, as tense as all of this seems, with all of the fear-mongering, if you vote for the other candidate, if I don't win, we're going to lose democracy. We're going to lose freedom of speech. We're going to lose this country. Or if I don't win, this country's never going to be the same. You know, we hear all of that. But in spite of all of that, we are going to survive this. America will survive this no matter who wins the presidency. I have concerns in some ways about Donald Trump's audacity and his ego when it comes to being in a position of power. I worry about the mentality that led to January the 6th, which, you know, I think Trump really believes in his mind that it was a day of love. But, you know, most people who have a brain know that that was anything but a day of love. But again, I remind you that those people lost. They didn't win. They're all losers. They tried to do something and they failed because the politicians came back and certified the election in the early morning hours. So it was a failed attempt all the way around.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.